Hello, and welcome to a Maths Oral podcast. I'm your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of mathematics at Queen's College of the City University of New York. Today, we're talking walking paths with our guest today, Edie Yao. Hi, Edie.
Hi.
Let us know a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Edie Yao, and now I'm in Queen's College. I'm a double major student in mathematics and economics, and I come from China.
When did you come?
Like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, almost.
Is there somebody you want to say hi to back there?
Yes. Can I say in Chinese?
Sure, go ahead.
亲爱的们，我好想你们。现在我在美国，然后我希望我的家人可以每天开心快乐。谢谢。I hope they can hear it.
Oh, I hope so too.
Yeah.
This semester you worked on a research project.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So my research project is about like a walking pathway. Like I find a problem in the real life, like in Manhattan, when you walk on the street, we have a Central Park in the middle of the Manhattan. So I'm trying to count from one point to another point when you walk through the Central Park, like how many ways you can walk between the street.
So you're looking for a walking path.
Yes.
And we're in a grid, but this grid has some place in the middle where you can't walk.
Like you have a hole inside in the middle.
That's right. It's a hole, and maybe they said you can't go through this intersection or you can't go through this park.
Yes.
But you can walk around it.
Yes.
Okay. So why were you interested in looking at this question?
Well, in this semester, we learn about the pathway, like Pascal triangle ways. So I'm interested in walking on the real street. That's why I'm interested in this.
Okay. So what kind of methods did you use when you were working on your project?
I used two ways. One is the Pascal triangle ways, and the other is the binomial expansions.
Okay. So give us some more details, please.
The pathway triangle is like you count a number. You count the number is this number you get is the sum of the two above number.
So in Pascal's triangle, when you're looking and you're calculating some number in Pascal's triangle, it's the sum of the two numbers, one up and to the left and one up and to the right.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other way is the binomial expansions. The first line is like n choose 0.
Okay.
The second line is n choose 1. The third line is n choose 2, such like this.
Okay, right? So how did you use these to answer your question?
So I use this way to put my diagrams and make the first line, second line, third line, and count them as n choose something.
All right, so what you were telling me that, I guess you were thinking of the numbers in Pascal's triangle as just being numbers, and then you're thinking of binomial expansions. Those are the ways to understand the numbers in a more general way. So we can think of 6 as just being 6, or we can think of it as 4 choose 2.
Yes,
okay.
Like this.
So now you put these numbers on your grid, and so now how do you deal with there being a park in the middle that you can't walk through?
So if a point, like you stand one point, and the doors is the park, that means you can't go through the park.
Mm-hmm.
So this point you can count as a regular way. You need to like count before the square.
What do you mean by that?
Like that, like for the Pascal triangle way, like the north way is a park, so you can count that one is a zero number, like the volume is zero, because you can pass through that way.
Okay,
that
so what you're saying, go ahead.
Your north is zero, and your west is some number. That means you two above number, you count is like zero, some number on your left.
Okay,
this
so
this number is what you get.
So what you're saying is you're looking at Pascal's triangle, and instead of having the normal number in that slot, where the garden is. You're replacing it by the number zero. Because you can't come from there.
Yeah, so you can't count.
So you can't come from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you add the two numbers that are to your upper left and upper right,
yes,
one of those numbers
is zero.
Is zero.
Yes.
And so you only get the number that was on the upper left, for example.
Yes, yes.
You looked at a particular grid that you were investigating. Can you tell us exactly what this grid is?
So I count is like the 6 times 5.
So there's 6. So it's a grid that has 6 roads vertically, 5 roads horizontally.
Yes. There's a there's a park between the second to the fourth row and between the third to the fifth column.
Okay, so I asked you to bring in a number related to your project today. So what did you decide?
My number is 66.
Is 66?
Yes, it's a lucky number in Chinese.
Okay. Do you know why it's lucky in Chinese?
I don't know. 6 is kind of lucky number, and 66 is like even, double lucky.
Is even more lucky.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what is 66 in terms of this project?
This is like this is my final answer about 66.
What did you think was the most difficult part about your project?
I think it's because the park, there is a hole inside, and you can use a regular way to count the pathway. And when you walk on the street, maybe they have many parks or maybe they have buildings, so you can't count as a regular way. You have to count a special way.
Okay, so if the world were perfect, then, or I don't know if that would be perfect, but if the world were ideal, maybe you would be able to walk over every block and up every block.
Yeah.
But in reality, the world is not more complicated.
Yes.
You've got parks and gardens, you've got construction. So if you had more time, what would you be interested in learning?
I'm still trying to figure out like the railway math about this pathway, because in real life you have a one way, and maybe some way is like the workers come to fix that way and you can't walk. So in real life, you use the math in real life is more difficult, I think.
That in math we often like to look at simple and clean questions.
Yes, but in real life it's not that easy.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so thanks for coming today and sharing your research. This has been a Math Zorro podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathzorro.com. Thanks.
Thank you so much.